بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, brothers and sisters, there's a famous saying of Al-Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullah alayh, who said, the meaning of which is, do not feel lonely on the paths of guidance just because few people travel them, and do not be deceived by the abundance of destroyed travelers on the paths of misguidance. It's a very beautiful quote which draws attention to the power of peer pressure. And I think that's a very important thing for us to think about, both the youth and the older people. I think we keep on saying, especially for youth, but if you look at all the corruption in society, take for example the spending that we do on ostentatious spending on weddings, for example, all of that entirely is done by the parents' generation, not by the by the youth, and so also in many things, all the chasing after the dunya, all the trying to keep up with the Joneses, as it were, and all forms of things are done by people who are older and should have more sense, but don't. So it's very important for us to keep this in mind. Now, Fudayl bin Iyad, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, do not feel lonely on the paths of guidance just because few people travel them. This is the whole issue of peer pressure. Peer pressure is both silent as well as verbal. We have rites of passage and we have entry barriers into groups that we want to be with. And if you want to be in a particular group, then the group consciously, directly or indirectly, forces you to conform to their norms. Now, many times, people who otherwise would not have, who wouldn't have subscribed to those norms, who wouldn't have observed those practices, they do that because they feel forced to do it. And as I said, sometimes this force is not overt, it's covert, but it's nonetheless powerful. Sometimes the covert force, the hidden force, is much more powerful than any overt pressure that might happen. So people feel compelled to do things which otherwise they would not have done if they had been by themselves. And they go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do. We forget that when we stand before Allah, we are going to be alone. All this peer pressure, all those who pressured us are not going to be there. And the angels will say to those who are being led by them or driven by them into the Jahannam, Alam yatikum nadir, did nobody come to warn you? Did nobody come to draw your attention to the fact that you were doing wrong? And the people will be forced to say, قَالُوا بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. They will say, no, of course not. Verily and truly, yes, indeed, people came to warn us, but we were the ones who denied them, we chased them away, we refused to listen to them, and we told them that you do not have anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you are saying is not correct. What you are saying is wrong. And we refused to obey them. We refused to listen to them. We refused to accept their advice. And they will say, وَقَالُوا نَسْمَ وَنَاقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. They will say that if we had any sense and if we had any aql, do you think we would be among the people who are in the hellfire? فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُوْقَ لِيَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And they will accept their jurum, they will accept their crimes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to hell with the people of the hellfire. I mean, it's literally like saying, to hell with them. Woe to them, you know, foul to them. So, my brothers and sisters, it is something that is really worth our while to think about and say, what is the pressure of, what is peer pressure doing to us? And in this beautiful quote, Al-Fudayl bin Iyad, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, Just because you are doing something where you seem to be alone, or just a couple of people, few people are with you, and you seem to be flowing against the trend, swimming against the current, don't feel lonely. Because the paths of guide, don't feel lonely on the path of guidance, because only a few people travel them. Now, this is the nature of the path of guidance. It is the nature of the right thing, which is that only a few people take that risk. Only a few people do it. This is true even in the world, even in a worldly sense. Think about just think about this. How many people have you heard who said, I want to own my own business. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a businessman. How many people have you heard saying that? Millions of them. All through our life, we see them. But how many new businesses actually start? How many people actually start a new business? Because taking a risk and doing something on your own, this is it's a lot more complicated and a lot more difficult than simply talking about it. So a lot of people talk about a lot of stuff, but that doesn't mean that they actually are going to go through with it, right? So the thing is that if you are looking at the path of guidance, you are more than likely going to feel lonely because there are few people on it. But Fudail bin Ayaz says, don't feel lonely because that is the right path. Just because it is not so popular, it does not mean it is the wrong thing. You are doing the right thing. And then he says the opposite of that. Do not be deceived by the abundance of destroyed travelers on the path of misguidance. The issue with this is that the destroyed travelers, they don't look destroyed. If you look at them, they don't look destroyed, right? They do not look as if they, what they are doing is wrong right away. They will, the path that they are walking on may be wrong, but it doesn't seem to be wrong because the results of that will not show up straight away. So that is why they look like they are having a good time. They look like all that is happening to them is the right thing to happen. But you know and I know that that is not the case. As we said, if somebody is doing something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, then that person is playing with fire, quite literally, because that's where it leads to. It leads to the fire. And if somebody is resisting that, then that person is, inshallah, among the people of Jannah, because that is where it leads. So that's why it's very important for us to keep this in mind. And going forward, to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a path for us, and He said, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, we have shown you both the paths. قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Say, my Rabb is Haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Haqq, He is the truth. Whoever wants to accept, let him accept. Whoever wants to reject, let him reject. The important thing to understand is that we are free to make a choice, but every choice comes with its consequences. And that's the reason why we have to tread the path carefully and ensure that we don't fall into the trap of the wrong consequences, because that is a very difficult thing to get out of. If I do the wrong thing, then I will get stuck in that. And if I die on that, then there's, you know, serious problems with that. There will be hell to pay, literally. So here, Fudail bin Ayyad, rahmatullah, is saying that just because on the path that you have chosen, there are only a few people, do not feel lonely. Don't leave the path as long as that path is the right one. So what must we do is check which path we are going on. Is it the path of Islam? And the simplest check is it the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ? Anything which is the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ comes with a guarantee that that is the right thing, because the Sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salam is Siratul Mustaqim. Whereas if the path that we are going on is away from the Sunnah, it's going against the Sunnah, then this is the path of Shaitan. And if we are on the Sunnah and there are only a few people with us, alhamdulillah. If there is no one with us, alhamdulillah. But if we are on the path which is against the Sunnah and the path is crowded and we feel and we are in the middle of this hujum, this huge crowd of people, that is no guarantee that what we are doing is right. Just because a whole bunch of people say something or do something, it doesn't make it right. And just because few people say something or do something, it doesn't make it wrong. What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. Today, just ask yourself how many people are indulging in injustice or supporting injustice tacitly or actively, and you will find the majority of the world is like that. On the other hand, the opposite of that, how many people are standing up against injustice, how many people are standing up for the truth, is always a handful, always very few people. Ask yourself, where would you like to be? Because the consequence of injustice and the consequence of justice are clear. So I think this is the message of this beautiful quote. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is right and to judge that against the deen of Allah, which is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to do that irrespective of whether anyone else likes it or not. Because it doesn't matter. We are not living this life to get brownie points or to get likes on Facebook. We are living this life to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So therefore, whether the world likes what we do or dislikes what we do, it makes no difference. We must do what is right and we must not do what is not right, and we must stand up against what is not right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us for that. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna lil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Allah sent us for this to do amar bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar, to enjoin good, meaning to be on good first and then enjoy it. And nahy anil munkar is to stop people from doing something which is wrong, and which means obviously that we don't do it ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do what is right and to be pleased with it, and to save us from that which is wrong, and to protect us from that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.